Here we go, leading back into it. Now let's talk guns, shall we? It's Friday, why not? Nothing, you know, that's something else you're not allowed to burn in the socialist America. Powder. The smell of burnt powder upsets them, just like gas stoves and everything else. Lee Williams is known as the gun writer, has been writing about the Second Amendment firearms, the firearms industry, and the gun culture for more than a decade. He's also the chief editor of the Second Amendment Foundation's Investigative Reporting Project. Lee, good to have you on the program. Glad you're here. Listen, the Florida constitutional carry bill unleashes an anti-gun lobby scare tactics. First of all, I'm going to say this, and it's not necessarily the most popular thing. I have a concealed pistol license in Michigan. I took 8 hours of training on 2 days, 16 hours total. I learned actually quite a few things. I've been around guns since I entered this world because guns have been part of my life for my father, my whole family, hunting, shooting, all of it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with 16 hours of training and learning about the equipment. And so I will tell you, I do have a couple of reservations about constitutional carry. Lee, welcome to the program. What do you say?
Well, thank you very much for having me here. I completely agree. I don't think there's anything wrong with training at all. I'm very fortunate in my line of work. I can go and take classes practically every weekend, and I do. I think carrying a concealed firearm is a heady responsibility. And if before you do that, you should seek out professional training. And if anybody wants to know, I can name about 30 guys that are outstanding instructors. My problem is with the government mandating the training, okay? The government requiring it. That's a clear civil rights violation. The government does not mandate training before you enter a voting booth or a house of worship. So I think we're on the same page. Training is a necessity if you're going to carry a defensive firearm. But having the government require it is very problematic.
I think the government should require training in the Constitution. I actually think that would actually be helpful. But
yeah,
I digress.
Absolutely.
Right, but that would cross that same line. Here's the thing, though. Florida puts America, I believe, over the 50% mark of constitutional carry states, right? We have a whole pile of them now.
We would be the majority state, as we're starting to call it.
Yeah. So how many people currently have concealed carry licenses in Florida?
There's about 2.4 million.
And what do you think it'll be now? Well, I mean, what happens in states where constitutional carry comes into action? Because constitutional carry, for anybody who doesn't understand, it simply means if you're not otherwise prohibited from carrying a gun legally, then you can legally carry a gun. There's no need to have a government ID or permission slip, if you will, right?
Right. No, the permitting system that we have here in Florida is actually a license, Florida CWFL, Concealed Weapon and Firearm License. That will remain in place. If people want to travel out of state, they may want that license so they have reciprocity. But, yeah, that's not going to change at all. You can still get one. However, the one thing I love about this law is it has a sense of immediacy. We lost a woman last year. Her name was Cassie Carley. She was a 34-year-old single mom. She was worried about her boyfriend. She met her boyfriend for lunch, was never seen again. They found her a couple weeks later in a shallow grave in Alabama. She knew before her murder that something was going on with her boyfriend, and she's in the process of getting a Florida concealed carry license, but it's a lengthy process, and she never got it. With the passage of this bill, HB 543, she could have armed herself immediately, and she'd probably still be alive.
Possibly. And I appreciate that, and I understand that. And yet I still feel that I believe we are better served if people understand how the equipment is used. You know, this is not a video game, you know, holding your pistol sideways or somewhat upside down. This is not how firearms work. It's not a game. Learn how the equipment works. But the other things that I learned were the laws, the legal restrictions, the do's, the don'ts, don't drive into Illinois because they might just slap handcuffs on you if you keep your pistol accessible in the cab of your truck. Illinois is the only thing between me and Montana, from where I live, that has such a situation, right? So you have to know what the laws are, and the laws on guns are not reciprocal between the states, except the states that agree to be reciprocal, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at the gun laws in Florida and other free states and then compare them to California or New York or Massachusetts. They're night and day.
Right. When I fly to Florida tomorrow morning, though, I could bring my gun with me. Not in my carry-on, but in my check bag. Don't make that mistake.
you can fly legally with guns. It just takes a little bit of training, and it's a very easy process. And we would love to have you here with your firearm.
Well, and I will be tomorrow. There are other places, you know, that I feel a stronger need, but Florida's fine, and that's where we are with that. So where does it go from here? What other states are in the constitutional carry pipeline, if you will? Because it becomes more and more popular. Of course, Democrats are hoping, and it's sad, but it's true. Democrats are hoping for a mass shooting somewhere with a constitutional carry person that has pulled the trigger in a situation. They dream of that day so they can say, see, we told you so. They don't care that people would die. They don't care about families destroyed. They don't care about any of that. They just want the political points.
No, they are certainly coming up with false narratives like every single day. The best one, the worst one from terms of Second Amendment, is that this is going to make it easier for criminals to carry a concealed arms, as if there are gangs of unarmed criminals right now sitting around in their little seedy criminal lairs waiting for the governor to sign the bill so they can carry guns legally. Well, criminals have never cared about gun laws. They never will.
Yeah, we'll have to go back about 20 years, maybe just a bit over that. But I was living in Ohio when concealed carry came to Ohio. I was living in Michigan when concealed carry came to Michigan, the way they have it now. And at the time, there was, you know, all the scare tactics. It's going to be the Wild West. It's going to be the OK Corral every day. People are going to be blood running in the streets and so on and so forth. Of course, that never happened anywhere. The concealed carry laws were put into place. Millions of people own concealed carry licenses today. Plus, you have constitutional carry. And yet, the people that see, and here's what I get to, Lee. The people that went through the training like I did, and like you did probably in Florida previously, right? Is that people that have CPLs, concealed pistol license in Michigan or anywhere else, are the safest people with firearms of all Americans. We that go through the training are the safest with guns and the most responsible with guns of all Americans, period.
Absolutely.
Right?
And they're the most law-abiding bunch ever.
Exactly.
Yeah, we heard it all here, too, you know, when concealed carry came, and then when they talk about campus carry, it's the Wild West. The streets will run red with blood. What the anti-gunners, what the gun ban industry does not understand is this has already happened in 25 states. Streets are not running red with blood in any one of them. It's been done before. Their excuses and their false narratives are falling on deaf ears.
Yeah. False narratives, false equivalencies, and everything else. And then there's more children die from gun violence. No, young people die in car accidents. It's the number one killer for young people is car accidents, despite the things you see out there. Nobody ever seems to fact check those things, though. Lee Williams, greatly appreciate you being here. The Second Amendment Foundation, look them up online. And you can also sign Lee as the gun writer. Lee, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Greatly appreciate it. You know, knowledge is king around here. And that's why we have different voices talking about what's really happening. Florida is on its way to being a constitutional carry state. It's the majority state, as they say. I'll take a break here on the Steve Gruber Show and be back. Don't go anywhere.
Wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit mifma.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.